Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom, dad, ourselves? I just got a phone call from somebody, literally, as I'm getting ready to do the show. We'll talk about that in a minute. Somebody who needs help for themselves, that has no family, has never married, has no children, has, you know, we'll talk about that. So welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, California's single best source on the issues of aging. Because when we talk here, we talk about real stuff. We don't talk about products. We don't talk about what ifs. We talk about whens. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, 20 years on KFBK. Here we go. Remember, say it along with me. Because this is the last year you're going to get to hear this. Remember, I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm a notary. What else? I have a stapler. What else? I don't know. And I can't fix your cell phone. And remember, everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. If you want advice in those areas, go talk to somebody else. I'm here to talk about long-term care issues. Now, pardon me, long-term care issues. You know, the wind's out. The sun is out. I love it, but so is allergies. So I apologize in advance for clearing my throat and if maybe sneezing once in a while. Glad to have you with us. Don't forget my upcoming workshop on April the 27th. There aren't going to be many left. This is going to be my last year on the radio. I'm not leaving what I'm doing, but it's going to be my last year on the radio. I'm going to be doing some other things. So get to me while you can. Couple other things. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. We've run into a couple snags, but the new website should be up really soon. I think you're going to really like it. Assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can also call me anytime, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Pardon me. And you can always get a hold of me, talk to me, set an appointment, come in to see me. You can go to my website, get my archived radio shows. You can sign up for my workshop on the 27th. It's free, but it's limited to 12 people. And I already have 4 people signed up. So you might want to get on the list, especially based on what we're going to talk about. What else? You can see my archived radio shows there, my archived podcasts. I do every Wednesday on my website. Pretty soon you'll be able to watch videos. Pretty soon you'll be able to subscribe to a subscription service that will make you an insider and get information to you before anybody else and give you access to information. I'm very excited about it. If you haven't checked out my book, Navigating Frailty, come to one of my next workshops. Pardon me. Pardon me. And you can pick one up. I'm going to have to take a drink of water here in a minute. When I do that, you'll have to forgive me. I have to kind of gargle because if the mic goes silent, alarms go off. And they're called dead air alarms. So pardon me, I'm going to take a little drink. Have to make sounds. Sorry. But I can't let the mic go quiet. It makes everybody go crazy, including me. When I thought about what I wanted to talk about today, and I knew for a long time what I wanted to talk about today, what I'm going to talk about the rest of the year. I wish I had my very first radio show. It's probably somewhere. I don't know where it is. Because my very first radio show would be pretty much like what I'm going to talk about today. And what I'm going to talk about is back to basics. And let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you three quick stories. Everybody thinks that none of this is going to happen to them. Everybody thinks this is not going to happen to them because everybody's going to stay home. It's not true. 70 to 80% of all people who die in a building. They don't die at home. Everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them. And of those people who died in a building, a lot of them spent a lot of time in the building before they died. Don't believe me? Go check it out. Go to every assisted living and every nursing home and every boarding care, and guess what's going to happen? Those people are all going to die in a building. And some of them are going to spend years, pardon me, in the building before they die. And you all know somebody that it's happened to. It's happened to your mom or your dad or your best friend or your grandma or grandpa or your spouse, whoever it is. Everybody knows somebody it happens to. Everybody. Everybody. Not somebody, everybody. And yet you've all heard all this stuff about how it's all hopeless and the best place to stay is at home. No, it's not. The best place to stay, and I want you to listen to this because this is part of basics. The best place to be is not home. The best place to be is where are you independent? Where can you stay independent? I know lots of people who are at home and they're prisoners in their own home. They're not independent. It's not a good life. There's no socialization. Nobody comes. It smells like old urine and other smells. It's not always the best place to be. But we have this fantasy, and it's a fantasy, that our mom or our dad or ourselves or our best friend or whoever it is going to go to sleep one night at home and never wake up. Now, does that happen? Sure. But not most of the time. Most of the time, we're taken someplace to die. It may be the hospital. It may be a nursing home. It may be assisted living. It may be a boarding care. It may be whatever. But we're not going to die at home, and we're not going to age at home. Assisted living facilities and nursing homes are full of people who are not aging at home. Memory care units are full of people who are not aging at home, and yet you sit there, whoever you are, thinking that you're the exception, that your mom, well, I've promised my mommy that I'll never let that happen to her. You can't make that promise. That's just stupid. Bob, you're very harsh. Yes, I am. Because it's not wise. And it's not wise because if we live with that fantasy and if we live with that delusion, then bad stuff is going to happen. You know, I'm in the middle right now of a family that's fighting over where mom should be. And mom is being abused. Mom has dementia and is being abused by her husband who has dementia. And the kids are fighting over whether mom should leave the house because mom wants to stay home. But mom is being abused by her husband. Yet the kids, the family, can't get on the same page because they're all so racked by guilt and inner family squabbles because everybody's afraid about the money. And that's the reality of independence versus staying at home. I know lots of people who are staying at home, and it's not good. It's really not good. I can't tell you how many ways it's not good. And you know somebody that you go visit at home, and then you don't want to go back again. How many of you have ever been in somebody's living at home, but they're a hoarder? You ever know somebody like that? I've known scores of people like that. So we're going to get back to basics here for a while, which is the reality for most people in the aging process. It's hard, it's messy, it's full of icky stuff, but it's also full of denial, delusion, and fantasy. So we're going to talk about basics, and we're going to talk about what happens and who pays and what the myths are and all that kind of stuff. And if you're ready to stop living in a fantasy world with yourself or your mom or your dad or whoever, then either get in to see me or get to the workshop on the 27th and make a difference in your life, your mom's life, your dad's life, whoever's life it is. But make a difference. And enough already with this pie in the sky, by and by kind of stuff, that we'll just ignore the fact that dad can't get to the bathroom on time and then everybody has to clean up after him. Or, Bob, this is kind of gross. Yeah, it is. But it's reality. This is what really happens. It's happened in my family. It's happened in your family. It's happening in your family right now. But everybody is hoping. This is the great delusion, is hoping. Remember, hope is basically a negative word. If you're hoping for something to happen, you're what? You're not doing anything. I'm hoping I go home tonight and have steak and pizza. Well, I could hope that all day long, and unless my wife happened to be serving by accident steak and pizza, or I went out and bought a steak and pizza, it wouldn't happen. I could hope for it all day long. I could hope that I'm young and handsome and 22 again, but that's not going to happen. The handsome part is still good, though. I mean, you can hope all that. You can hope that mom gets better. You can hope that dad gets better. You can hope that somebody's Parkinson's isn't so bad. You can hope that dementia is going to go away. You can hope that mom dies first before she gets too bad. That's the reality of talking about basics. And a lot of you have listened to this program for a lot of years, and you still have done nothing. You still don't have a plan. Let me tell you three stories. I just got off the phone with someone who can't see, who lives on a very meager income, is trying to get subsidized senior housing, and is going to inherit some money and can't figure out what to do. And I said to this person, I said, you're going to get a lump sum. Yeah, I'm going to get a lump sum. You live on a small income. Yeah, what if you could live on more income? Well, how could I do that? Instead of thinking about your lump sum inheritance as a lump sum, what if you thought about its ability to produce income for you for the rest of your life? What if you could get an extra $500, take an extra $500 a month out of your inheritance? Now, would that make your life better? Oh, yeah, that'd make my life better. Because right now, I can barely afford my rent. And if they raise my rent, I'm really up a creek. So let me give you a number. What if you inherited, or what if you had $300,000? Wherever. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Don't say, Bob, I don't have. Just listen to the concept for a minute. What if you had $300,000? And you had a limited income. And you've had this money saved away. And you had $300,000 of income. If you paid yourself $1,000 a month, assuming no interest, how long would your $300,000 last? 25 years. $1,000 a month for 300 months is 25 years. You could live a better life, but we don't think about it that way. Well, Bob, I don't have enough money for assisted living or whatever. My income's only this. What have you got? Well, I have a house. Well, if you go to assisted living and you sell your house for $300,000, would that give you more income? Well, yeah. But I don't want to sell my house. But if you're going to assisted living, what do you need a house for? Well, I want to leave it for my kids. Is your primary goal to live a better life and live an independent life, or leave it all to your kids? What's your goal? Do you have a plan? I don't know. Have you thought about this stuff? It's all bad. Well, Bob, I've heard that, you know, if I go to a nursing home, I have to spend down, and I don't want to spend down. You don't have to spend down. Well, you can't do anything for 3 years. You can't do it. No, that's not true. I'm only allowed to have $2,000. No, that's not true. I can't keep anything. No, that's not true. They're going to make me cash in my life insurance. No, that's not true. I have to spend down and keep going back to that word. No, that's not true. There's no such requirement. No, nowhere, none, nada, zero, none. There's no such requirement. Do you know how that works? No, I don't know how that works. Don't you think it would be a good idea if you knew how that worked? That's why people come in and see me, so they can figure out how that works. And they can figure out how not to. By the way, the inheritance that the person who's blind is getting, the inheritance came from a parent who died in a nursing home, and they weren't on Medi-Cal because the parent was told they had to spend every nickel. So the person who is blind could have had more than twice as much money to live out their life with, but they were told that the mom had to pay for Medi-Cal, had to pay for the nursing home because she had too much to qualify for Medi-Cal, which wasn't true because what she had was a house. And that is easy to protect. So how many of you are living the fantasy that you're going to stay at home and that it's all going to be okay? I don't have an answer for that. I've given up trying to have an answer for that. I know this, that my plan right now, God willing and the creek don't rise, is this is my last year on the radio. And nobody else talks about this but me. Nobody does this any better than I do. There are other people doing this. There are people who actually do this and then get paid by the nursing homes or by the assisted living. I don't take any money from assisted living. There's some people that charge $20,000, $25,000 to do this. I don't charge $20,000, $25,000 to do this. There's one person in town who will do VA benefits, but only do VA benefits if you agree to go in one of the assisted livings that they represent because they get a big fat commission. I don't do that. It's why I've been doing this for a long time. And why I usually get it right. So what are you going to do? In the years that you have left, or your mom and dad have left, let's get back to basics. My next workshop, my focus for the rest of the year is going to be on getting back to basics. Getting people to look at this honestly. If your mom has dementia, my mom doesn't have dementia, Bob. She just forgets names. She forgets who we are. She has dementia. Well, we don't like calling it that. We like calling it a little memory problem. Okay, let's call it a little memory problem. Do you think the little memory problem is going to get better or worse? Well, we don't know, but we're hoping it takes a long time. Oh, you're hoping, but you don't know. So what happens if it gets worse in a hurry? What happens if mom falls and breaks her hip? What happens if you're like one of my clients who is moving to a nursing home and the nursing home bill is $30,000 a month? What do you mean? How can a nursing home be $30,000? Oh, it could be more than that if the person's on a trach or a vent. What if you're another one of my clients moving into a nursing home and it's $11,000 a month? How's that going to go? What if you're moving into a memory care and the memory care is $6,000 to $8,000 a month? You got the money for that? What if you hire a home care worker because you want to keep mom at home and find out it's $10,000 to $14,000 a month? You got the money for that? Let's come back to reality. Let's get back to basics. And in the workshops, I'm going to walk you through this from A to Z and talk about what your options are, who pays, who doesn't pay, and how you can make sure you stay as independent, not at home, that you can stay as independent as possible. Dad has dementia. The family won't deal with Dad. They don't want him going to sit with. And so who takes care of Dad? Mom. Who's going to die? So the family is killing off mom, the well spouse, because the family can't get their heads around the guilt of not having daddy live at home. They're willing to sacrifice mom, it could be the other way around, because they can't bring themselves to moving dad outside the home and saving mom. Do you know how often that happens? Almost every day in my life, somebody tells me that story. Almost every day, families are fighting over what are we going to do with dad, and nobody's paying attention to mom or to the child that's taking care of mom while the other three children sit around and are waiting for the inheritance. You don't think that happens? Happens every day. We're going to get back to basics. So for the rest of the year, this show is going to be about getting back to basics. You can start by getting in to see me, getting to my workshop on the 27th, but beginning to do this. 800-999-8007. If you're ready to actually move and plan for the reality and eventuality of that person you love is going to need care and a lot of it, then I'm your guy. If you want to live in fantasy land and go someplace where somebody's going to sell you a product or do whatever they're going to do and fill you with pie in the sky by and by, or get paid by a home for convincing you to move into assisted living, we're not going to charge anything, but we're going to make 2 months commission from the home, then that's okay too. Or you can get to my seminar, or you can get in to see me and get back to basics and make sure that at the end of the day, what you worked a lifetime for is not lost. Your choice. Lose it or retain it. Leave a legacy or spend it all and give it all to the corporate owners of a care agency or a nursing home or assisted living. The choice is simply yours. And every week I get a phone call from someone, or I have people in my office. Oh, no, we're really worried about this. But we can't do anything. We're frozen with fear. Everything you say, Bob, makes sense. But, you know, we just can't bring ourselves to protecting mom, even though, you know, the ill spouse is wearing down the well spouse. We just can't do that because we made a promise to mom we'd keep her at home. False promise, folks. You probably lied to your mother when you said that. The promise is, Mom, Dad, we'll do the best job we can. Honey, I'll do the best job we can. But I know what life brings, and sometimes life gives you the sticky end of the lollipop. And you have to deal with that. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. You have lots of choices. Get to the workshop on the 27th. Get in to see me. The appointment's free. Call me. Let's talk and figure out how you make sure you or that person you love or that person that's important to you, you make them the right promise, which is I'll do the best I can to keep you independent. Who's more independent? The person sitting at home all day in the Barca Lounger watching game shows, or the person that's in assisted living, socializing, going to games, putting together puzzles, eating with people, having a life? What's your plan for staying independent? What's your plan for paying for staying independent? I don't know. But I know to deny the reality of aging is a fool's errand. And it hurts people, and it makes them ill, and it ends lives because of the stress on the caregiver. And I know you can make a difference in your family's life if you choose to. Notice I said, if you choose to. So the 27th workshop, my office here in Sacramento. You have to have tickets to get in. It's free. Go to my website and sign up. Call me and sign up, 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Remember, you don't have to spend down. You don't have to lose everything. You don't have to become impoverished to reach the goal of staying independent. Not at home, but independent. Maybe you can be independent at home, but maybe you can be independent somewhere else and a prisoner at home. 800-999-8007. We're going to get back to basics. So while I'm on the air, in the limited workshops I have left this year, you might want to show up. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. You have a choice in all this. You can take control of your life as you get older and as your mom and dad get older, or you can leave it to chance, to circumstance, and to just hoping it's all going to work out. Those usually, not always, but usually do not end well. So what's your choice? To sit back or to be proactive, take responsibility, deal with the guilt, deal with the family hassles, deal with the stress, and have a real plan so that your life, the life of your children, what you and your husband worked a lifetime for are left as a legacy, not lost. 800-999-8007. For Assets and Aging, for 20 years, your host here, Bob Scrivano, I hope you have a great day, and I hope to see you in my office or at a workshop or just sometime soon. See you next week right here on Assets and Aging.